Before leaving, please remember to make a contribution to all of my thousands of hours of work here, PayPal, Patreon, or fundraiser in the description below or on the China Rising Radio Sinoland article page. Thank you.
Dirty Dark Secrets of D-Day France, 6 June 1944, with crucial World War II background in China and Japan. Pictured above, the city of Le Havre was flattened by totally gratuitous genocidal Allied bombing across Normandy before and following D-Day in France on June 6, 1944. Come to think of it, Le Havre looked just like Hiroshima and Nagasaki after they were wiped off the face of the map with atomic bombs. What a coincidence. Today marks the 77th anniversary of the Allied D-Day landing in France. I'm sure not going to make any friends among the French side of my family by writing this post. They have roots in Normandy and have been coming to Arromanches-les-Bains for summer vacations for four generations. I live in the small village where Allied troops arrived on D-Day, June 6, 1944, with their celebrated floating port that was shipped over from England and built on site to bring in all the material needed for the invasion. The family house we live in was billeted as the Allied post office, and we can see the landing beach from it, from my window. On the paternal side, the other house here was taken over as a military command, since it looks right over the water where the port was built. Needless to say, my attachment to D-Day is above average. The landing was a daring, brilliant operation, getting high marks as a feat of engineering, while thousands of U.S., British, and Canadian soldiers died during and after the invasion. Today, there will be lots of celebrations. Normally, thousands of people, including global leaders and dignitaries, come, but with the Great Reset COVID pandemic, it is just a bunch of European tourists this year. So far, so good. Be that as it may, Russian President Vladimir Putin has been snubbed for years, as has Chinese President Xi Jinping. Russia always invites Western leaders to attend Victory Day in Moscow every May 9th. Since 2015, V-Day in China is honored on September 3rd, and all Western leaders are invited. Nevertheless, your Angloland leaders continue to refuse to participate in these events, which is a sad statement indeed about the arrogance and racism of empire. To do so would be to admit the truth. Allied forces did not liberate Europe and Asia from global fascism. The Soviet Union, in parentheses, Russia, and China did. Yes, thousands of Allied soldiers died during World War II, and with them, a total of 966,000 military and civilian people in the two theaters, East and West, were lost among the Five Eyes Allied countries, the U.S., Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. At the same time, Russia and China each lost no fewer than 25 million citizens each, a total of 50 million, with credible research showing they each lost close to 35 million compatriots, or 70 million total. Even with the lower figure, Russia and China lost 50 times more people than the Allied countries together. Put another way, the Allies lost 2% as many people as Russia and China combined. More statistics reveal hard truths that totally demythify relentless Western big lie propaganda machine, what I call the BLPM brainwash. In June 1944, when the Allies landed outside my window, Germany had 287 divisions of troops, with 7 in Germany, 150 on the Eastern Front against the Russians, and 66 on the Western or French Front. You can do the math. This means that the D-Day landing was doing battle against only 23% of the Wehrmacht's forces. This while the Soviet Red Army was grinding Nazis into dog food on its relentless drive towards Berlin, losing millions of its own in the process. It's the same story in the Pacific about which I wrote in the China Trilogy. Mao Zedong and the People's Liberation Army were fighting three enemies simultaneously: fascist Japan, fascist Chiang Kai-shek's Kuomintang, GMD, oftentimes noted as KMT, and imperialist United States. Western propaganda likes to censor the fact that the U.S. gave GMD billions of dollars in weapons, materiel, and training, with 100,000 red, white, and blue military personnel fighting side by side with them, along with many remaining Japanese troops trying to exterminate the unstoppable Chinese Communist Revolution. Before Japan's surrender on September 3, 1945 to China, the United States in the Pacific Theater was fighting only 18% of the Japanese Imperial Army. The other 82% were bogged down in China and Japan thanks to Mao Zedong, the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, millions of revolutionary citizen martyrs whose heroic efforts freed their nation from foreign terrorism and the West's illegal drug cartel, including opium, morphine, and heroin, that was destroying the Chinese people. The Allies had a hell of a time fighting against only 23% of Germany's might in France, and the U.S. had its hands full fighting 18% of Japan's forces. Let's be honest, if it weren't for the Russians and Chinese killing the vast majority of fascist Axis troops and dying themselves by the tens of millions to reach victory, it's highly unlikely the Allies would have gotten very far against a bigger force in the two theaters. In both cases, the Allies got into World War II when Russian and Chinese victories were already a foreseen conclusion. What we can say is that the Allies prevented the Soviets from invading Japan, which they were preparing to do, and they stopped the Red Army in Germany instead of them being able to finish off the Nazi Wehrmacht in France. The Allies can take credit for reducing Stalin's negotiating chips by five countries: France, Belgium, Holland, Luxembourg, and Liechtenstein, but that's about it. Germany and Japan would have still lost against the Russians and Chinese without any Allied participation. These sobering truths are vehemently refuted and censored behind the Great Western Firewall, with two generations of BLPM psychological warfare ongoing, but are undeniable. Truman's atomic bombs that incinerated two cities worth of civilians, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, were not the reason the Japanese emperor surrendered to the United States on August 14, 1945. First, a little background. General Curtis LeMay was transferred from Europe to China in the fall of 1944. He was not satisfied with the destructiveness of classic saturation bombing missions with traditional aerial bombs being used in China and Japan. Harvard University had just developed their M69 incendiary bomb with a war crime concoction of phosphorus and napalm. LeMay's psychopathy and Yankee racism, with being able to kill lots of yellow niggers on a grand scale, aligned with American genocide in China and Japan. Wuhan, a mighty industrial center on the Yangtze River and in Mao Zedong's home province, was a hotbed of communist activity, as well as being used by the Japanese as a logistics base. Red chinks and yellow nips were a twofer trophy for LeMay and the U.S. Air Force. Double the fun. On December 18, 1944, 94 U.S. B-29 Fortress Superbombers were loaded full with 500 tons of Harvard's genocidal M-69 bombs. In a matter of a few hours, 40,000 innocent Wuhan citizens were incinerated along with their neighborhoods. Not stopping there, the U.S. continued to mass bomb Taiwan, China, which was isolated and a threat to no one. On March 1, 1945, Taiwan, one of the island's largest and oldest cities, 44 B-24 Liberators dropped 387 incineration 500-pound bombs across residential areas. March 12 and 13, 1945, another 84 1,000-pounders were unleashed on the citizens below. On March 20, 1945, 34 B-24s finished off the civilian city of Tainan with 260-pound fragmentation bombs, 100-pound napalm bombs, and 100-pound incineration bombs, burning untold thousands of innocents. U.S. and China continued in Taipei, Taiwan, where only civilian targets were left. On May 31, 1945, 117 B-24s dropped 3,800 bombs in the heart of the city in only 3 hours. Officially, 3,000 were killed, which was likely a gross underestimate, and the wounded weren't even counted since the U.S.-supported GMT fled to the island after losing to the communist PLA. The U.S.'s senseless genocidal bombing slaughter in China was and is completely censored by the BLPM and expunged from the history books. Having shown its effectiveness in exterminating tens of thousands of civilians, as well as incinerating their homes in a matter of hours, it was time for the USA to begin its campaign of genocide in Japan. Kobe was the first city to be scorched off the face of Japan's map in February 1945. American genocidists had the bloodlust, racist-filled time of their lives, continuing to incinerate 67 Japanese cities by firebombing. Let that number sink in for a while. Millions of women, children, and elderly were torched to death, while causing many more millions to be homeless and dying of starvation. With Japan becoming a weak U.S. post-war vassal, these numbers are heavily officially underestimated. And of course, as I wrote in the China trilogy, Japanese cities back in the 1940s were made of paper and wood, so it was really easy to completely incinerate an entire city in just a matter of hours. Still, the emperor did not call it quits. This while the United States repeatedly refused Japan's requests to negotiate a surrender. Hiroshima and Nagasaki were simply cities number 68 and 69 to be pulverized into non-existence, along with 200,000 innocents turned to dust. Deja vu. Tokyo lost 100,000 on March 9th, as many as each of these two A-bombed cities, and millions more were slaughtered in between. The fact that the Japanese knew the two A-bombs were different than the 2 million high-explosive and 5 million incendiary bombs that had already destroyed the country was of no consequence to them. Losing two more cities on top of the 67 already disappeared was not why he surrendered. What caused the emperor to capitulate was that the Soviet Red Army had just wiped out Japan's best army, the one in Manchuria in northern China. The Russians annihilated 80,000 of Japan's finest in just 10 days and was heading for the Yellow Sea coast to launch an invasion of Japan. The thought of 100,000 red troops, he was anti-communist and racist against the, quote, you know, Slavic horde, end of quote, swarming over what was left of Japan was why the emperor surrendered, not because the U.S. torched two more cities to the ground on top of the previous 67. This is another statement of fact that is denied by the West's big lie propaganda machine. Nor are these some pro-commie ravings. The uber-establishment foreign policy magazine admitted the same thing. Back here in France, there is another dirty, dark secret about D-Day, and that is the Allies gratuitously massacred tens of thousands of French citizens in Normandy leading up to and after June 6, 1944. The United States and Britain committed war crimes by needlessly bombing many cities in Normandy and beyond in France when they knew they were not killing German troops nor destroying their materiel. These genocidal D-Day bombings caused the unnecessary death of 50,000 French citizens, war crimes all. American soldiers also found the time to rape 3,620 French girls and women before and after the invasion. Yank troops also raped 2,420 English lassies behind the lines and 11,040 German ladies on the front. Given that only about 1 out of 10 rapes is ever reported, this shocking truth was undoubtedly grossly underreported, as it was in Japan, Korea, Vietnam, and everywhere U.S. soldiers are stationed. All in all, the Allies bombed over 1,500 cities and towns in France, most of them at least 75% leveled. Along with the 50,000 aforementioned massacred, 100,000 French were injured, and millions were left homeless and starving, having lost 420,000 homes, with another 890,000 partially destroyed. Let those numbers sink into your gray matter for a while. The occupying Germans killed around 30,000 Frenchmen, making them look like honorable saints compared to the bloodthirsty Allies. Italy was also gratuitously wiped out by Allied bombs. In fact, over one-third of all Allied bombs in Europe were dropped on France and Italy, with 60,000 Italians also exterminated. Why, except to weaken two large non-Anglo-Saxon, quote, allies and make them totally dependent on the U.S. and Britain post-war? Spain and Portugal were already loyal fascist dictatorships in service to Western global capitalism. So along with Germany being destroyed, the economic, industrial, and agricultural heartland of Europe was devastated by all this genocide and infrastructure destruction. Having come to Arromanches many times since 1988, I can attest, in fact, we lived here for 5 years, back in the late 1990s, I can attest that the French are in complete denial about the Allied genocide. It is telling that the English version of Wikipedia lists 50,000 killed, whereas the same page in French only 20,000. A humiliating and shameful reality that the French cannot face. It was finally publicly acknowledged by a leading official, President François Hollande, in 2014 for the 70th D-Day landing anniversary right here in Little Arromanches-les-Bains. In fact, that was the last time he was invited, and of course, Xi Jinping has never been invited. That year, Russian President Vladimir Putin was allowed to come participate. Knowing the true facts about World War II and who really won the war, and Putin standing nearby, maybe Hollande made it official out of a guilty conscience. The West developed its bloodlust for massacring millions from the air during World War II. Germany killed 20,000 Brits by aerial bombing. Allies bombed more than 1,000 German cities, just like they did all across France and Japan and Italy, targeting above all else millions of innocent civilian women, children, and elderly, and destroying thousands of cultural and religious heritage sites. It was even official policy, as told to the bomber pilots, and I quote, "It has been decided that the primary objective of your operations should now be focused on the morale of the enemy civil population, and in particular of industrial workers. The aim is the destruction of German cities, the killing of German workers, and the disruption of civilized community life throughout Germany. It should be emphasized that the destruction of houses, public utilities, transport and lives, the creation of a refugee problem on an unprecedented scale, and the breakdown of morale both at home and at the battlefronts by fear of extended and intensified bombings are accepted and intended aims of our bombing policy. They are not byproducts or of attempts to hit factories. And that was quoted by UK bomber commander Arthur Harris, 1942, showing pilots a list of 60 German cities to be wiped off the map. Having whet their appetite for aerial genocide in World War II, the West went on to even greater crimes against humanity, obliterating millions more in Korea, Vietnam, Serbia, many more, and now Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Yemen, and elsewhere. The list is long. This does not even include hundreds of lethal civilian drone strikes happening day after day. No, it was not German and Japanese fascists who invented it, in spite of all the BLPM brainwash. Western, quote, total war, which is burn all, steal all, and kill all, and we can add rape all, has been perfected since biblical times, where it is sanctioned and glorified in the Old Testament / Torah, and with advances in technology over the ages, is blood splattered across Euro Anglo lands, history books, and daily headlines. Nobody does it better. Thank you.
China Rising Radio Sinoland and China Tech News Flash signing out. Please make a contribution to all of my hard work. Thank you.